Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of There Is a Zeit and It Never Goes Out. To the tune of There Is a Light and It Never Goes Out. Thank you, Latte Larry. Good name.
That's from Curb.
What's that?
That's from Curb.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Latte Larry? They call him that?
No, well, it's a spot point, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay, let's not. How about that? I am joined by super producer Anna Hosnier.
Hi.
I'm Jack O'Brien.
I'm Anna O'Brien.
What?
Nothing.
Oh my God. Are
I'm
we related?
Your sister.
Whoa.
And your daughter.
We're also joined in the background by super producer DJ Daniel.
Woo!
That's how he communicates now. Brother. Just through monosyllabic grunts and exclamations of energy. Let's talk about what the internet is talking about on this fine Friday. The last thing you're going to hear from us this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing on the list is Quaiden Bayless.
Yep.
I said that like I was David Stern announcing the first pick of the NBA draft. Quaiden Bayless out of the University of California, Los Angeles. Quaiden Bayless is a 9-year-old child who suffers from dwarfism and has been bullied quite a bit. And a bunch of celebrities have kind of turned him into a cause celeb. Is that how
That's
you say it?
That's right. A cause celeb? I've actually never heard that phrase before, but
I don't know. One of those vaguely French sayings that people say to sound pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he's super cute. And the reason that I think part of the reason he's trending is because he's super cute kid who, the world has been very cruel to. And then, celebrities like Hugh Jackman are kind of rallying to his aid.
Well, should we give some backstory?
Yeah.
He's severely bullied
at
his school. He's from Australia. He's severely bullied. His mom posted a video of him, like, basically bawling. I watched the whole video. It's really sad.
Oh, God.
He's crying because he's being bullied, and the mom kind of goes into how it's every day for him. Like, how he looks, his size, like people just torture this poor kid, like even like going in, like not even in school, like going to the grocery store, like right. all day, every day. And the mom has been like, we've been private about it and dealing it with ourselves, but like, I've had enough. You know, my son is suicidal now. He wants to
Jesus
kill himself.
Christ.
And apparently the first time he tried to kill himself is when he was six. She walked in on him trying to kill himself, which is like devastating to hear that this poor child is just being tortured that badly that he'd want to take his own life. Like, that's not, I mean, what? Leave him alone.
Yeah,
and I understand
leave
kids
him the fuck alone.
His age, they don't get it. They see someone who's different than them and they automatically want to make fun of him. They want to make fun of his height. They want to make fun of what he looks like, where he's from. It's the mom makes a lot of good points, which is just educate your children.
Yes.
To not treat
please.
Other kids like this.
Another reason that he's trending is because there is a post that is making the rounds from Jasmine Dow. It's a screen cap of what looks like a Facebook post. I don't know if Jasmine Dow is a real person, but because it's a screen cap, like I said. But the post goes like this. Just so you know, he scammed everybody. He's 18, has plenty of money, and yeah, everyone fell for it. Now, if I'm wrong, please source your link and explain why to me. He's an Instagram celeb at Quaid Doss. And deleted captions pertaining to his 18th birthday post. And then there's a picture of him wearing a Gucci sweatshirt, picture of him pointing at the camera in a way that looks cool. And so they're like, well, he can't be nine. He looks cool in this picture. And then most damning of all, a picture of him next to lights that spell out the number 18. And they're like, see, it's his 18th birthday. Case closed. And Snopes has looked into this. And in fact, he is not 18. That was somebody else's 18th birthday. Nine-year-olds are allowed to be like, what? Standing next to a number does not make you that age, it turns
yeah.
out. And also, there is a video from 5 years ago where he appeared on the news with his mom, and he is clearly 4 years old. So go fuck yourselves, the internet.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
Truly is. I mean, my God.
My God, indeed. So that's an incredible story. Also trending, Nikki Haley, because I guess she hired onto her, like, Stand for America, which is her conservative policy group. She hired a powerful conservative political organizer, Tim Chapman. And so people are speculating that she's preparing to become the next big Republican politician that everybody rallies behind.
Great.
So, yeah, we'll see. She is... It'll be interesting because so much of what the Republicans stand for currently is racism and sexism, and we'll see. Grimes is trending because she just dropped her latest album. Some people are calling it her darkest album to date.
I believe that.
But it's supposedly pretty good.
Spend a few years with Elon Musk.
I know. She's just complete nihilism.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's a pretty good musician. Also, she claims that memes predicted the names she's considering for her baby, which is wild because I'm going to just read you some of the memes about her baby names. List of Elon Musk and Grimes' potential baby names. Baby.exe, Marble Hornets,
okay.
Error 404, Johnny Tsunami, a emoji that is
oh
just then
God.
In parentheses, it says pronounced Gruyere.
Wait, that's kind of genius.
That is kind of genius.
It is a weird point where we could be in the future where children have emojis as names.
Yeah, probably. It's probably,
wow.
we just need to know how they're
We have
pronounced.
Transcended.
Someone also wrote Grimes list of baby names, and it's just a page of code.
I mean, yeah, my tops are error 404.
Yeah.
Gruyere.
Because
I like
but
that.
But it's just
yeah.
an emoji.
And then Johnny Tsunami.
Johnny Tsunami is fucking
pretty good
dope.
Name. That's a pretty good name, actually. And then
yeah,
the code.
HTML, just code, just a page full of HTML.
But you'd have to pronounce it like, a dial-up.
Well, I also think it's like, I think we need to get past the fear of being unoriginal because like memes or the internet come up with a better idea than we did, because I've been saying this for years, because the internet came up with a better ending to Harry Potter than J.K. Rowling did. And I think she saw that ending on like in the chat boards and was like, oh, no, that can't be the ending. Same thing with Twilight. Writers should just embrace the fact that their fans, like 1,000 fans thinking about the same plot, like one of them is going to come up with a better ending than you, and 1,000 fans thinking about your baby name, one of them's going to come up with a better baby name than you. So just go with it. We have reached the singularity, and the singularity is just our collective hive mind on the internet.
We should name all our children Taylor.
Taylor!
And we will that all would be Taylor.
That would be like the most fucking wild thing she could do, is be like, her name's Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. What's up, Taylor? Nothing much, Taylor.
Westworld is trending. There's a new trailer out. Marshawn Lynch is apparently in it. I watched it.
That's fascinating.
Did not see him, but he's apparently in this season of the show.
Good for him.
Like, I've been really into all the Westworld season 3 trailers. I was into Westworld seasons 1 and 2. I'm not sure if I'm going to enjoy this. Like, I don't know if this season's going to work, because it just totally violates all the rules of the first two seasons. And it's, you know, there's a part of you, if you watch the first two seasons of Westworld, it all takes place inside this like artificial world that's like an amusement park mixed with a virtual reality, mixed with like a weird place where you can kill and torture. But
sounds like our office.
Hey, watch out now. That's joking. Been my time. There's part of you that wanted them to escape into the present day because you wanted to see like what it actually looked like. But it's just a completely new show now that has nothing to do with, I mean, I guess it'll have some of the same themes because it's being written and performed by the same people.
It's like almost like anthology, like where it changes.
No, it's not. It's following the same characters, but robots who were inside this like amusement park that was like a self-contained world, right, that was set in the Old West,
yeah,
have escaped now, and they live in this like future world.
Oh, okay. You know, Marshawn Lynch, hometown legend for us. So yeah. we stan.
Yeah.
I'm so young.
We have no choice.
Yeah.
And it also has Jesse from Breaking Bad, and I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Well, he can only play one role now since he did Jesse, I've noticed.
Yeah.
He's just like angry guy who the world never gave a chance.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I will be watching. I'm just not sure how confident I feel heading into season 3. Well, that's been this week. That's been this Friday. Have
it's
a great weekend, everybody.
Lynchgeist.
Thank you, Anna, for sitting with us.
Ooh, can I do a quick shout out?
No.
I have a new podcast called Deckheads.
She doesn't. She's lying.
It came out the other day. I can't remember. It's out. Go check it out.
Yesterday,
right? Listen to it. Yes, yesterday. It's about the show Below Deck on Bravo. Even if you don't listen, we have fun and talk about boat facts and cool things. And yeah, feel free to leave a 5-star review, because the haters are out and they can't understand it. They just leave reviews like, what's up with the joking?
Yeah, why do you guys keep joking? Stop
hey guys,
with the jokes.
I like a good joke, and yes, we go hard. So if you like if you like wild humor, then this show is not for you. I'm just joking. It is for you.
It is
check
for
it
you.
Out.
It is
please.
So fun.
Thank you.
Check it
I
out.
Love
check
you
it.
All.
Check it.
And see you next week.
Bye.
At the live shows.
Yeah.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.